Welcome to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and today is Monday. And that means today is all about you. No matter where you are in the world, no matter what you are going through, I want you to know that it is okay, and that you are right where you are supposed to be. Take a deep breath. Relax and let the world slip away. Give yourself permission to make today all about you and let yourself be open to new inspirations. Welcome back to the show. We're so excited to have you with us here at the end of September. What a great month it has been. It's been so great to see people coming back on the podcast and listening and sharing it with others. September has been a interesting month, I think, being the month of back-to-school stress. So I know we've had some wonderful people on the show. One of our own amazing therapists, Kaylee Curry from our Capel office, and an awesome interview with Kyle Gordon, founder of Dilla's Quesadilla, Dilla's Quesadilla. Once you read Dilla's, it's hard to say quesadilla after that. Great interview with Kyle. A father, two kids, both in school, business owner, restaurant owner, just trying to be everything he can be, for his kids in this really difficult time. Wonderful interview about how to balance all that when you're getting ready for school, and a great interview with Kaylee Curry, one of our own therapists in Capel, who had just left on maternity leave, as a matter of fact. And so she had some great thoughts and tips for parents and students looking to get back into the new school year. So if you haven't checked those out, please take a minute and go back and enjoy those three episodes. If you are headed back to school, best of luck. I know this is going to be a difficult year for just about everybody. Parents, teachers, students, colleges, administrators. I think we're all going to struggle during this very interesting time. Before we get into the show, I did want to say thank you for everyone that's been listening thus far. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback. So find us on Twitter at @TCG_Dallas and just send us a notification, a message, a tweet, and let us know what we're doing well, what we can do better. Really interested on if you're enjoying the podcast. I know I've heard, that's my daughter in the background, sorry, it's COVID, that apparently will never end. And there's a guy mowing my neighbor's yard, so... background noise, yay. All we can do is just do the best we can with what we got. So apologies for all the background noise. We really want to know, how has your back to school experience been? Please find us on Twitter, email us info@taylorcounselinggroup.com. Do you have some inspiring stories to share with us about getting back to school? Are you choosing not to go back to school? Are you choosing to take a year off from college? Are you choosing to homeschool your children? Are you just kind of doing the best you can and going back to school whether you want to or not? So we'd love to hear those stories. Send us a message, and then we'll get right into the show just after this. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends and family. Tell everyone. Put it on Twitter. We'd love it if you give us a 5-star rating and a review. We always love feedback. And then, of course, like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get yours. And as a reminder, Taylor Counseling Group is in the DFW area with offices from Dallas to Fort Worth. and in Waxahachie as well. We are also now in the Houston and San Antonio areas as well. So if you or somebody you know might be interested in getting some counseling, feel free to give us a call, 214-530-0021. You can send us an email, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com, and you can look us up on the web at taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can find us on Twitter as well, at @TCG_Dallas. So if you need us, we're here, but if not, no worries. I just hope you enjoy the show. All right. Well, like we just said, hope you've enjoyed the past three episodes. This September series is on back to school stress. I tell you one thing that's been really helpful is the weather lately. It's been very calm and very relaxing. It's just been wonderful outside. So hopefully that's been taking care of some of your stress and you're getting outside and you're getting some sun and walking around and stretching and do whatever you can just to get some fresh air. So at least that's been something to help us during this stressful time. I'm no stranger to back to school woes. I dropped my daughter off at pre-K, just the other day, last week actually, for her first day of school, on Tuesday. And, it was a very interesting experience. One way to describe it would be unmitigated disaster. Another way would be that we're all just doing the best we can with what we got. It was almost raining. I think it was raining actually, just a little bit earlier in the morning, and, dropping my daughter off for her first day of school, they had, had a computer malfunction, and they were checking in everybody at the door so they could take temperatures and health screens and all that stuff to make sure, you know, nobody was contagious or infected. And it was kind of interesting just being in this very long line of parents all with the same concerns. All trying to social distance, all wearing masks, as we're dropping off 2 and 3 year olds. It was just a really long line. It took probably about 30, 45 minutes. I kind of thought I was there to buy the new iPhone. It was so silly. They were doing the best they could. I think one of their computers had malfunctioned and they weren't able to check everybody in, they were trying to limit exposure, which was great. But, otherwise everything seemed fine on our end. Of course, my kids get sick the very next day, cause they haven't been around other kids. Not COVID, of course, just normal seasonal bugs. You know, just normal stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, this happens when we're around other people, of course. So very interesting experience. It seems like things are going more smoothly now on that front. So I'm very interested to see how your experience has been, as you've been kind of going through, the return to school and how that's impacted your work and your life. You know, it's very easy to get upset and angry. Why didn't they think through this? Why didn't they have a better system in place? Why weren't they meeting people in the parking lot and shuttling them in and et cetera, et cetera. And reality is, you know, we're all just doing the best we can with the budget that we have, with the time that we have, with the people that we have, with the resources that we have. So I really, really want to challenge you, you know, if you're in a place where you kind of see somebody that's stressed, or you feel yourself getting angry or stressed about something that's silly or out of your control, I just really want to challenge you just to kind of think about it, from their point of view. You know, are they trying to do the best they can? You know, maybe they just don't have the money to hire another person to help. Maybe they don't have the resources. Maybe they don't have the time. You know, maybe they're just trying to do the best they can with what they got, which is kind of what we're all doing right now. So next time you feel yourself getting a little stressed, a little angry, I might suggest you reply with gratitude. You know, thanks for being here, for trying. even though it's not going well. I was at a Starbucks just last week, actually. I think it was actually the same day I dropped my daughter off from school. And I'm just got my mask on, and I'm standing in the back. I ordered, used Apple Pay. You don't have to touch anything. Trying to maintain my distance. I would have gone through the drive-thru, but there are like 20 cars and it takes forever. But so I just go in and I just get a cappuccino. That's it. And I'm waiting very patiently, quietly, looking at my email. And I noticed this lady in front of me that's really irritated. And she seemed angry because the lady had made the wrong drink for her, which I totally get. You go in there, you order something, you get something else, and it's not what you were expecting. So yeah, absolutely. I totally get irritation with that. It's natural, common. But it is Starbucks, and they do have about 2,000 different combinations. I think probably more than Sonic does. So I'm sure it's easy to make mistakes. And I think probably what happened, what it seemed like, the lady was having a hard time. Both ladies were having a hard time, the barista and the customer, were having a hard time hearing each other because they had all this kind of, protective plastic set up everywhere. They have kind of everything marked off, so you got to stay apart from each other. And, you're both wearing masks and you have this protective plastic or glass up. So I get that it's probably a lot harder for people to communicate in these sort of settings. And it was just very interesting to watch how angry this lady got. Now, I don't know what was going on in her life. Maybe she was in a rush, maybe she had to go to a funeral or something. She seemed, maybe she was going to the hospital. I don't know. It was interesting to see that she was getting so angry at this lady. And this lady was, the barista was just trying to fix the problem. And the barista told the customer about three times that she could keep the drink that was made wrong because she cannot take it back, because that's the company's policy. Once she puts it past this green line on the counter, she's not allowed to take it back because it's, been exposed to whatever, germs and stuff. And maybe the clients touched it and, they're doing the best they can. And this lady was just so upset about it. Like, she just thought it was so ridiculous that she could not take that bad drink back and throw it away. And so she takes it, holds it with two fingers and walks it over to the trash can, and just very intently, kind of like my 2-year-old does when she's unhappy about something, and just dropped it in the trash can for all to see in like this sort of dramatic way. And I just remember looking at that going, what a silly thing to be upset about. What a silly thing to spend energy on being angry about, and it kind of made me think about standing in line to drop my daughter off at school. And I realize I've now spent 35, 40 minutes standing in line to drop my daughter off. And I have a meeting to get to. And I don't live in Dallas, even though my office is there. I live about 40 minutes away. And yeah, I'm now probably going to be late to my meeting that I have coming up, because I was not anticipating standing in line for 45 minutes. Drop off last year at its longest took 5 minutes, and that was if Ella wanted an extra long hug, so it's never taken that long. So it was quite interesting. And I could have gotten angry. I could have gotten really angry, right? I could have demanded to speak to the principal, program director. I could have yelled at them and said, you should do better. You need to think about these things. But what would that do? Where would that get me? It'd raise my blood pressure. Statistically, when men express anger through vocal expression, it increases their blood pressure and chance of a heart attack. So that's not going to help me, right? That's literally going to kill me. How is it going to help this person? This person's only going to know me as that dad that yelled at her, for something that was totally outside of her control. You know, I don't think she was sitting at home that night going, hey, how can we mess up everybody's day or specifically this person's day? I don't think that barista was doing that either. So it just seems like we're all, I know that we're all a little bit more stressed than usual, which makes total sense. And there's great reason why we're all a little bit more stressed than usual. And maybe it's difficult to really conceptualize, you know, how stressful other people's lives might be right now, especially if your life hasn't been that impacted. Because I know not everybody has been devastated by the pandemic. Some people, obviously, more than others. I know RV sales are at an all-time high right now. So, you know, maybe if you're running an RV business, you might not be that stressed. But maybe you are because you can't keep up with demand and you know, you weren't prepared for this or financing is difficult. So we don't know, right? We never know what other people are struggling with, even if it seems like their life is going well or not, even if it looks like they're rich or poor, happy, sad. We just don't know, you know, we just don't know what they're going through on a day-to-day basis. So what if we just met that with this basic baseline approach, this level of acceptance, that regardless of what it looks like, everyone is doing the best they can with what they have. Now, most likely, no one's out to get me and nobody's singling me out. That everyone is just struggling the best they can, the same way I am. And that we're all a little stressed. And I wonder if maybe we took that approach and if we met each other with love and grace, which I know is difficult to do, and I'm not perfect. I mean, I was on hold with AT&T for an hour yesterday, so I know I did not handle that well. And I know that there are probably some people right now that work for AT&T that think that I am a major jerk and you know, are lumping me in a category of horrible people, I'm sure. Yeah. And sometimes we're going to fail, right? We're never going to do it perfectly. But let's just try to do it the best we can. Just approach others with this, let's call it a basic truth, that people are basically good, that this person is doing the best they can with what they have, that they are stressed, that things are out of their control and my control. Because I guarantee you that barista at Starbucks, the principal at the school, they didn't make these decisions. Other people told them what they had to do. You know, especially at Starbucks, her manager got a directive from corporate who said, this is what we are doing. And they just have to do that the best they can. The teachers have to do that the best they can. The administrators have to do that the best they can. Even principals and chancellors aren't necessarily in charge of some things. You know, school boards dictate. Board of Regents dictate what certain schools have to do, when they have to do it. You know, so sometimes these people don't necessarily have that decision-making authority. Sometimes they just have to do the best they can with what they have. And so maybe accepting that they're trying to do the best they can in the situation they're in. Maybe they don't agree with it. You know, maybe they do agree with it. I thought it was funny. You know, Starbucks, they have this protocol now where the barista, you know, makes your drink and then they put it on a tray and then they hand you this tray and then you or a cup and then you take the cup, you know, your drink off the tray or out of the cup so that you don't have to have direct contact. Seems silly to me because we're both still touching the cup, maybe just not at the same time, but the germ's still there. But, you know, again, that might be something that you agree with or disagree with. But it doesn't matter because it's not going to change. You don't have control over it. So why waste time complaining about it? Why waste time getting angry about it? Allowing yourself to be upset over something that, one, you're going to forget about tomorrow. Two, you can't change it. Nobody can change it. You don't have the power to change it. You don't have the control to change it. And three, that really, it's just not important in your life. It's just not important. So as we look back on this first month of school, of season two of our podcast, the ongoing COVID pandemic, which will probably be here, I think, well into 2021. Hopefully before summer next year we're done with it, but we'll see. And as we look back on these things, as we hear kids in the background, and as we Zoom to school and to the office, and if we are doing the best we can to learn and advance our careers and advance our minds and our families, throughout this difficult time, as we look back on all this, think about some of the ways that you saw stress during this back to school period. How did it impact you? How did it affect you? Even if you don't have kids and you don't have anything to do with the school system, I bet that you were impacted in some way, either a longer commute or more news, or you have a niece or a nephew or a friend who has somebody or an employee that called in sick. I'm sure you were impacted somehow, right? So think about all those things from this week and this month, and think about what we can do better to meet them with love and gratitude and grace, and just be grateful for what we have. Be gracious with those around us as they struggle, as we do, as we all struggle. When things don't go perfectly, when there's unwanted background noise, when your kids were supposed to be at a play date and not in the house right now, but have a runny nose and are sick and you don't want to bring them to the play date because that'll get the other kids sick, and then all the moms will be upset with you. Even though your husband was going to do a podcast right now, you see what I'm saying? So sometimes we just have to kind of roll with it and just say, this is what it's going to be like. This is how it's going to happen. We're going to do the best we can. Let's meet these things with love and grace, compassion, gratitude, the best we can, the best we know how. And I would just be so interested to see how that impacts the world around us on such a larger level. So I really challenge you with this podcast today. Think back on September. Think back on this month. How were you impacted by back-to-school stress? Was there a situation that you handled well or handled poorly? Did it create anxiety? Did it make you sad? If it did, that's okay. Experience those things. Look back. What could we have done better? What could I have done better? Was there a situation you could have handled a little bit better? And then think about it moving forward. How can I meet people struggling with love and grace and compassion? How can I practice gratitude in these parts of my lives? And empathy for those that are hurting, because hurt people hurt people. If somebody is really stressed, they tend to cause stress for others. If somebody's really angry, they tend to, act in anger. Happy people don't go around being mean to other people. They spread joy and happiness because they are happy. Hurt people spread pain because they are in pain. And that's okay to be in pain. We're all in pain every once in a while. We all struggle every once in a while. But let's struggle together. Let's struggle well. And let's just do the best we can. So I'm very excited. October is on the rise. We have some wonderful stuff for you in the month of October. An amazing interview with our very own Christina Knight, also in the Capel office. An amazing interview with Valencia McClure, founder of the Artistry of Essential Oils. And we're going to jump back into the topic of self-care during COVID, because I know it's been so difficult over the summer and so stressful for everybody. So I know that that's been a challenge. So we're going to hop right back into that. that wonderful topic. I know we just finished on it not too long ago. I think April, maybe we did a series on self-care, but we're going to approach it again because I know it's such a big topic and it's just such a struggle to maintain healthy self-care during this time. So we got some very interesting out of the box things to talk about, unique ways of approaching self-care, because I'm sure you have tried everything there is to try by this point. So we're going to bring in some different stuff, some out-of-the-box stuff. So I'm really excited about that. And then in November, a wonderful series on building a healthy marriage. Now, this one is going to be very, very amazing. We have Crystal Williams, one of our therapists in our Fort Worth office, coming on to talk about building a healthy marriage. Dr. Paul Stanford from Stanford Couples Counseling is going to be on. He is an expert in marriage counseling. So he has worked with a lot of wonderful people. And we're really, really excited to have him on the show. So I think it'll be a great, great time. And then we'll, you know, wrap up for the first part of season two, and then have a little holiday break. So we're excited about that. That'll be a wonderful series on building a healthy marriage. I think will be, wonderful because God knows every relationship is struggling right now more than ever. And with that, I just want to say welcome back to school. Thank you for listening. Taking the time to join the podcast. We really appreciate you being here. I know it's probably a difficult time for you, stressful time. But above all, I want you to know that someone in your life appreciates you. Someone in your life loves you. Someone in your life will be there for you, no matter how difficult it gets. I want to challenge you. Think about who that person is, who those people are, and send them a text message, an email, a letter, and say thank you. And that you love them and that you appreciate them being in your life, even if it's not that rough just yet. Because dark clouds, while they might not be on the horizon, are never far away. Challenges come. Struggles come. And it is so amazing and refreshing to have good friends and family in our lives. I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and this is for self-examination.